as I believe, help me in my disbelief. This was with the words that were uttered by the father of the young man who he brought to Jesus. And he said, I went to your disciples, and they couldn't heal him. And we see now and read now, and we know because of science and medicine, that probably this young man had epilepsy. But anything that was strange in those days was probably given over to demonic possession. So the apostles were very successful through the power of the Holy Spirit to cast out the demons. So he took his son to the apostles, and the apostles couldn't cast out this demon or this illness which this young man had. So he brought him to Jesus. And he said, Jesus says, will you help? Will you do? He says, will you heal? Can you heal this person? And Jesus looked at him and he said, you can do that. He didn't say, yes, I can do that. He said, you can do that. What an answer that was. Here he went to the apostles. They couldn't cast him out. And now this guy is facing Jesus, and Jesus is telling him that you can cast out, that you can cure this, that you can heal this. And he says, with faith, he says, all things can be done. He says, do you believe? Now, we have to try to go in the mind of the Father. Now, the Father might have been thinking, well, Jesus is going to make me try to heal this guy. Because he said, through faith, and that I can heal him. But he called out in the answer that is the most human and the most humble answer. It is the answer that we all have to give to our Lord is, I believe, but help me in my unbelief. I believe, but help me in my unbelief. So what he was saying is, I believe, but I'm not sure if I believe. I believe, but I know that I have some doubts. Because I believe, but I'm not sure. And that was the answer that Jesus was looking for. And that was the answer because he not only wanted everyone around to hear, but he wanted people to hear that till he returns. And we hear it out of the gospel reading. He says, because that's the only answer we can give. If someone says, do you believe? Do you truly believe? We have to answer, yes, we believe, but help me in my unbelief. Because we all have doubts. Our Lord told us that if we had the faith of a mustard seed, we could tell the mountain to move, and the mountain would move. That's a small amount of faith, but it's a great deal of power. So who in here can move a mountain with their faith? That tells me that we don't even have the faith of a small mustard seed. So the faith that we have is a wonderful thing. And in our lives, it's a gigantic thing. But the faith that we have is not a complete faith. And for this reason, we're constantly trying to become more and more faithful, more and more believers. Because we can say, I believe in Jesus, but the devil believes in Jesus too. But in order to believe in Jesus the way he truly wants us to believe in him, the true faith that he wants is for us to give our lives over to him and to trust him. Now imagine if you were in a situation on a desert island, and this desert island had limited food supplies. So you went and you collected all of these food supplies and you put them into a storage area. And Jesus came and said, "Give me all of your food supply." And the woman said, well, I believe in you, but I don't know. If I give you my food, then I'm going to die. And Jesus says, don't worry. You're not going to die. Trust me. Give me all of your food supplies. How many of us would be willing to do that? How about if Jesus said to us, sell everything that you have, give it to the poor, and follow me? How many of us would be able to do that? I don't think many could do that. If our Lord said, give everything, everything, except the set of clothes that you're wearing, to give it away. Trust me, I will take care of you. And Jesus said, even the lilies in the field are dressed by God. Even the small sparrows are fed by God. Why is it that we don't feel that we can trust God? This is what we're trying to achieve on this earth, is the trust in God. And through trust, we will gain belief. But because Jesus came among us and he knows our weaknesses and he knows what it is to be a human being, he does not require that type of total, absolute commitment. He didn't tell the Father in this story, he says, if you don't show me your belief, I'm not going to heal your son. He healed his son because the man was honest and says, I do believe, I do have faith, not 100%. And God knows that. So when we are asked by him to do something, and his instructions are very clear, is sometimes we want to do it, and we want to do more, we want to give more, but do we hesitate because of our unbelief? We believe, and yet we have some doubts. But that little bit of belief that we have is the greatest blessing in our life, because that little bit of belief our Lord will change into everlasting life. It's just that little bit of belief. But it's not because of our faith that we are being saved. It's because of his grace that we are being saved. Because if we had to be that absolute believer in order to get into the kingdom, none of us could make it. But he wants that little bit. He wants to see that little bit that he can work with. You know, sometimes people think that God is looking at us to judge us and to find a little bit of bad in us so that he can cast us into hell. No. Even the most evil person says, if God can find even one little bit of goodness in them, says he will try to save them. Because that's why he came into the world, to save all people. And of course, we are better than God because we like to judge people. We look at the splinter in their eye, and we can't see the board in our own eye. But that little bit of faith, my friends, hang on to it. Because through that faith and through our love for God and each other, says that is our ticket to paradise. That little bit of faith and a whole lot of God's grace will save us. So when you're asked, do you believe? If we answer honestly, we have to say, yes, I believe. Help me in my unbelief. Children, teachers, you may be dismissed.